Greg will keep us together. Think of me, Greg, whenever some sweet talking Greg comes along singing a song. Stop. I've been Gregging of you. Stop. Greg, I love you. You know that deep down in my heart will Greg us together whenever.
From a desk in the Yay Network Studios, where an actual radio show happens, it's the Greg and Greg Show with Greg and, of course, Greg. Take it away, Gregs.
Hey, what's up? It's Greg and Greg Show. I'm Greg Jake.
I'm the captain.
I'm not Tennille.
Yes, you are.
Funny quick hit fact about them.
Mm-hmm.
Kid Craddock used to do a bit called Second Chance Prom.
Okay.
Where, you know, it was for adults. It's a prom.
Mm-hmm.
Would rent out a big, huge ballroom every year and do the Second Chance Prom. And Captain and Tennille were artists that played it that one time.
They played? The Captain and Tennille played?
He had Captain and Tennille, and he had, who's the guy that sang the Dirty Bird song? Not Dirty Bird. Is it Cameo?
Cameo did Word Up.
Word Up. I have to think about it. Anyway.
The Dirty Bird song that the Atlanta Falcons used to dance to?
No. It's not like Dirty Bird. It was, I can't think of it.
Maxwell?
No. Anyway, doesn't matter.
Okay. Before we get into the content Greg Jake provided, I just want to point out that he is wearing shoes from the Russ Francis collection of shoes.
I got some Skechers, and the reason why I'm wearing these is because my back hurts, and I was reading last night that
back problems. That's my effing problem.
If you don't wear shoes that have a lot of support, you'll have back problems, and I wear boots every day. Mm-hmm. So, therefore, I attributed some of my back issues to my boots that I wear every day, so I decided to wear shoes today.
Well, how's your back feel?
Still hurts.
So nothing's been accomplished?
I don't think so. I think I'm just going to go to the chiropractor and get adjusted. Just crack it back into place. Bam. Done. Good.
I love your shape-ups.
You can just call me Joe Montana.
Hey, Joe. Hey, Broadway Joe.
All right. So the big headline of the day is that Justin Bieber got arrested for drunken driving, resisting arrest, driving without a valid driver's license, and cussing at a cop.
Finally.
This is the greatest news ever.
Go away. Can we lock him up for like years?
I was glad to check out the Facebook news feed today and see that this morning to trump all the Captain and Tennille crap that had been posted up there.
Mm.
I do like the fact that when Bieber got pulled over, he said, "What the F did I do? Why'd you stop me?" This was after speeding through a residential neighborhood going 60 to 70 miles an hour at, what time do you think it was?
3 in the morning.
4 a.m.
Mm. Can we kick him out of America now? Can he just be gone? Can we just get rid of him? Can we put him in a boat and sink it?
He was driving a yellow Lamborghini in a race against a red Ferrari in a residential area. The officer says, at first, he was a little belligerent, using some choice words, questioning why he was being stopped and why the officer was even questioning him. He allegedly ignored the police officer's request to keep his hands on the car as he did a cursory pat down for weapons. "I ain't got no effing weapons," he told the officer. "Why do you have to search me? What the F is this about?" The officer reported that he had flushed face, bloodshot eyes, and the odor of alcohol on his breath. And this is when you know you're pimp.
He's not 21.
He's 19.
He's 19.
This is when you're pimp. You have a crew that's with you that takes like 3 or 4 black SUVs, and they stop traffic
to let him drive,
so that he and this guy can race their Lamborghinis.
And Ferrari
down an open road.
Can I just say, I hate you, Justin Bieber.
I think that this calls for deportation.
Go away. We're done. Can this just be it? This has to be it, right? I mean, Lindsay Lohan got away with pretty much murder.
Pretty much.
She did go to jail, though.
She went to jail. She did a little bit of rehab.
But Justin Bieber is not American.
Right.
So get out.
Right. He's here on work permit only.
Can we ship him out and bring Rob Ford in?
See, now you're on to something.
I bet like a Canadian guy is like looking at him and he's like, so you doing crack, eh? And he's like, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. And he's like, you going to stop being mayor? No. No, not.
Wouldn't even think of it. Take off, eh?
Stop being mayor? What?
That's crazy. Hoser?
Hoser? Poutine, Canadian things, maple syrup, mooses.
His mugshot's pretty funny, though. He's all smiley face on the one where he's facing the camera, and then the second one, he just has, like, Bieber pouty face where he's turned to the side.
I'm pretty sure, like, they yelled at him. Like, after he took the first picture and smiled, they went, hey, knock it off. Yeah. And then he went,
ooh. Well, good riddance.
Good riddance to bad rubbish.
Did you see the big secret that came out about one of America's favorite cereals?
No.
Fruit Loops? You haven't heard this about Fruit Loops?
No. Fruit Loops are my favorite.
All right. This may blow your mind. This was reported in 1999 originally.
Okay.
But a little bit of digging from Reddit, they found this article, which was written by The Straight Dope back in 99.
Mm-hmm.
It turns out that all the little multicolored different little O's in your Fruit Loops, even though they're different colors, which you would think that each one of those colors corresponds to a different flavor.
They're all the same flavor?
They're all the same flavor.
I figured that.
That's crazy.
That didn't really blow my mind. I thought you were going to say it was made out of like rats or something.
No, it's not that. It's not that shocking.
No.
It's just they're all the same flavor.
I could see that. I have Fruit Loop flavored vodka, and it's delicious.
I love that Fruit Loop flavored vodka.
Fruit Loop vodka is like the best thing that's ever happened to me.
I would agree.
Like, it tastes like
drinking
breakfast.
It's the best thing
that's
ever happened to you. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah. It's not the best thing that happened to you.
No.
Best thing that happened to you is Erica.
Well, there's no doubt about that. That and the Lakewood Temptress. Those are the two best things in my life.
Mm-hmm. Lakewood Temptress.
It goes like this. Erica, Lakewood Temptress, and then my two kids.
Mm-hmm. No, that's firm. That's firm. Best things that happen to you.
And my Russ Francis shoes.
Russ Francis shoes also, right under kids, but barely.
Barely. Did you see the Tarantino news?
I'm really bummed about this.
Me too. Like, it really upsets me.
Ruined a Tarantino movie. Tarantino movies are great.
So here's the thing, if you don't know, Tarantino wrote a movie called The Hateful Eight.
And it's a Western. It was a real Western.
It's going to be an awesome, kick-ass, Tarantino-style Western. He let like a handful of people see it. Michael Madsen, Bruce Dern, and Tim Roth were the three actors that he let see it. And then, you know, like a scriptwriter and maybe an agent and somebody else. There were six people that actually saw this thing.
And then it leaked.
And then he's like, hey, you guys read it. Let me know what you think. This is the first draft of it. And then let's make this movie.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it leaked. And Tarantino got so pissed about it, he said, you know what? Not even going to do it. Not even going to do it. So he's going to publish it so that he owns it, and he's going to put it up on a shelf, and it's going to sit there.
That sucks.
You know that it was going to be a kick-ass movie by just the title alone. The Hateful Eight.
It would have been awesome. Like Django was Western-y, and it was great.
Right.
It was great. This movie would have been awesome. It would have been like the Wild Bunch or like those kind of like over the top westerns. It would have been awesome. Thanks a lot, douche nozzle.
They say that it was the he thinks that it was probably Bruce Dern's agent. And what happened was, like I said, he finished the script, he handed it out to these particular people, and then like the following day or day after, Tarantino's agent started getting flooded with phone calls from other agents going, hey, yo, we want to be a part of this project. And he was like, what? Why would you do this? So they think it was Dern's agent that got it and sent it out.
Bruce Dern doesn't fire that agent. He's an idiot.
I think a couple years down the road, though, he may pull it back off the shelf and go for it. He has to. There's so much buzz around this right now that whenever he does do it, it's going to be huge. So get on that, Tarantino.
I don't know what he's going to do. He had it done, so like now he has to write a whole nother movie.
I'm sure like the way that he describes it is it was just another one of his projects. So I'm sure he's got four or five more ready to roll.
I hope
that we'll get from him soon. There's JC.
Quick aside for Jose, who's wearing...
Here's our first time, long time, Jose Chavez, JC from Kid Craddock in the Morning.
He has Kanye West leather.
In honor of
sweatpants.
Justin Bieber, I'm wearing my harem pants.
They're not drop crotch, though.
Well, Jenna got me mediums, and I'm a large. So,
not where it
that's
counts,
a problem.
Though.
Yeah. But it's kind of drop down. It's mid-thigh.
It's mid-thigh, but it's not... Like, the drop crotch starts, like, bottom of the thigh. Like, that's where... It looks like you have a diaper that's full of... Don't whip your junk out.
There you go.
It's closer,
but
yeah.
You're supposed to sag with them.
Is there some kind of a nice material on the inside, or is it just straight up leather?
It's like gym shorts.
Gym okay. short inside. See? They're not real leather. They're pleather.
No, they're vegan.
Yeah. It's pleather.
I wore them outside and it was, whoa, cold. That wind went right through those little holes.
Shrinkage?
Yeah, a lot.
A lot. Is yeah. it, are you now a woman? Did it all go in?
I have two belly buttons now.
You got reverse Chaz Bono'd?
You know, like in middle school when they made you take showers, there was mm-hmm. always that one dude that had two belly buttons. Mm-hmm.
Are you going to be Jose Jenner?
I'm going to be Jose Jenner. Yeah, I'm shaving down the Adam's apple. Good luck with that. That's coming up on the next Kid Craddock in the morning.
See you next time. First time, long time.
Love your drop crotch. Mm. I was going to talk about the Olympics. I'm really excited about it. Are you?
No.
The only reason I'm excited is because I'm now a professional bobsledder.
No, you're not.
And I can't wait to watch the bobsled because I've done it. And when you do it one time, you become a professional.
The only sport that matters in the Winter Olympics is curling.
I'm not going to argue with that either.
That's the only one that matters.
I don't understand it. I think it's a big, huge game of shuffleboard.
That's
from
what it
I
is.
Gather.
It's giant shuffleboard.
Which is awesome.
Did you see Norway's uniform for this year?
No.
Pull it up right now. Norway curling team.
All right. What?
Yeah.
Oh, no.
They have had the best curling uniforms every year. And this year's is incredible.
Further proving that curling is a bit.
It okay. is hilarious.
I can't even begin to describe. Okay, they're wearing red shirts with some white
lettering.
No,
that's last year's. Go back.
Let's go curling team.
2014. 2-1-4. That oh. is what they're wearing this year.
All right. They look like a singing quartet. It's just imagine, okay, it's blue.
They're wavy blue and just, it's red
chevron,
lines.
It's chevron pattern.
Yeah.
The entire, it's a suit that is chevron pattern with blue, red, and white chevrons across the.
Like full on suit. It's incredible. It might be the best thing ever anybody's ever worn.
I can't even begin to wrap my brain around how
now,
awesome this is.
I am excited about that.
Yes. I'm watching curling because of this.
Because of this. These guys wiping down ice so that they can move a stone on it.
That's genius.
I hope they win gold.
I hope they win life.
They already won life.
Yeah, that's
Look at
true.
That.
That's true. Oh, man. So great. I'm watching. All right, well, there you go. Go look up the look up Norway curling team 2014.
Or check out the billboard that Greg Jake makes for this thing because I'm sure he'll put a picture of it on
there. I bet I will. All right, that's going to do it for us for today. Facebook.com/TheGregAndGregShow and Twitter @ Greg and Greg Show. And boo out.
Join us next time on The Greg and Greg Show. Things will probably be just as weird.